Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled, The Four Stages to a Financial Journey. The Four Stages to a Financial Journey. So I want to take you through each stage. You can figure out from this which stage you're in, what you should be focused on, and how to move to the next stage, okay? So grab a pen and paper if you want to. This is going to be super, super impactful for you. So you have this pathway upon which to kind of build your financial future, right? So we'll start at the very beginning. There's four stages to it. The four stages of a financial journey are number one, crisis. Number two, stability. Number three, accumulation and building. And number four, independence. They're the four stages to a financial journey, okay? So we go back to the very beginning where a lot of people might be at the moment because of inflation, because of interest rates are high. I mean, it's quite challenging out there. I read an article yesterday that the food lines in Melbourne are the longest they've been since the Great Depression. Pretty wild. It's like a quiet recession happening, in Australia. Anyway, so very interesting times to be alive, but certainly most importantly, getting in front of your finances. So how do you do it? Well, going back to the very beginning, the first stage of a financial turnaround journey is crisis, and this is where a lot of people find themselves before they start to make a change. You know the old saying, like you hit rock bottom before you kind of get enough pain to start shifting your behavior properly. And that's what sometimes has to happen when it comes to your money. You've got to experience so much pain to go, okay, finally, I'm ready to change my behavior. All right, gloves are off, I surrender, what do I have to do? So crisis is all about, okay, I'm in a situation where I've got way more money going out than coming in, I've got insurmountable amounts of debt, I don't know what to do, I'm flapping around, I'm stuck, and I'm in trouble here, right? Your bank account's bleeding, okay? So when you're in crisis, what you want to focus on is, number one, figuring out what's taking all your money, getting rid of that, and it's really about starting to cut costs drastically. So you look at your bank statements, you start cutting things away. This will be difficult because you've got to shift your behavior to cut the cost because it will change your lifestyle. You're decreasing the things you are entitled to have and do. So it's going to be uncomfortable, right? So cutting costs drastically is the first thing. Fire selling assets that are actually taking money to maintain or debt, right? So a car. So you might want to sell a car and downgrade. You might want to sell your house. You might want to sell your property investment. Whatever it is, something that's taking a lot of money out, is bleeding money, you got to fire sell the assets, okay? So you go, okay, well, I'm going to cut costs personally. I'm going to fire sell assets. I'm going to sell things from my house, items and stuff from your house. And then you have to be conscious to make sure you're selling stuff that is not just there, but is also costing you money and bleeding. So cars do that. Sometimes property investments do that. Some houses, if you've got a big high mortgage, but then eventually sell things from your actual house that don't cost money to maintain, but they're actually a piece of money that's not been used. So crisis is all about fire sale. And then it's about, hey, I'm going to work more here too. So when you work more, you have less time to do leisure stuff. So you'll find when you're working more, you're spending less generally, right? So you want to take overtime, work weekends, start a second job, start a side hustle, start doing things outside the norm, less leisure time, okay? So crisis is fire sale, sell things, less leisure time, more work, time to go, right? And take no prisoners on the financial journey of, let's start with, just to get out of crisis, take no prisoners, okay? That's the first step. Now, once you get out of crisis, you go, okay, well, I've stemmed the bleeding. It's like when you go in for an if you're an A&E nurse, you're like, oh, there's a patient coming in who's just been in a car accident. Very first thing you get taught is if any bleeding, stop the bleeding. Because if you bleed out, you're dead, right? So that's the first step of crisis, stem the bleeding. The second phase of a financial journey is once the crisis is finished and you've got some stability, the next phase is called stability, okay? It's where you have a sense of financial peace and stability around, well, I can make conscious decisions now. I'm not in reactionary mode, I'm in proactive mode, okay? So financial stability is when you're proactively making decisions because you're not trying to stem bleeding and you're not in triage. You're not in the accident emergency ward anymore. You're in the recovery ward. You're in stability. You know, like when a patient goes through that, they're like, trauma, we've stemmed the bleeding, they're now stable. You hear them say on the news, they're in a stable condition. So that's the second phase of a financial journey is stability, right? Now, in stability, you'll want to make conscious decisions to mainly reduce debt, because as you reduce consumer debt across credit cards and personal loans, you start to also reduce the interest expense that's in your income statement, okay? Which will stem the bleeding even more. And then you'll want to do things like put an emergency fund together and have it there so you've got that in case of emergency and rainy days. And then you also want to make sure you are not only just paying down debt, but avoiding any lifestyle creep. Okay, now you're in stability. Doesn't mean you go out and start doing all those things again. You actually have to be careful not to go and redo those things, okay? So be careful of lifestyle creep. And of course, keep working. Keep taking the second job. Keep taking the side hustle. Keep spend most of your time and weekends not at leisure, because that'll actually help you minimize the amount of money going out. That's stability phase. Now, stability phase is quite challenging. It's probably the one where most people get impatient, because paying off debt and staying stable can be very boring, okay? So it's a very boring phase. Well, you know, it doesn't feel like you're progressing, but you are, okay? Now, once you've moved past the stability phase, you'll be there for a little bit. And then once you've paid off a lot of your consumer debt, you got a bit more free cash flow, you got an emergency fund set up, and all that sort of stuff has happened, you can then move to the third phase, which is the accumulation or building phase. And in the accumulation or building phase, you guessed it, you're gonna accumulate or build assets. And this is where you're taking some of that money, instead of paying off debt, okay, you're actually using it to then buy assets, which would be in shares, an index fund of some sort, or in a property, you know, a small property investment if that's your jam, or even in term deposit, something where you're putting your money to work and it's producing more money for you. That's the accumulation and building phase. And in the accumulation and building phase too, because you're coming from stability in phase two into the third phase, you will be able to actually be more conscious about what type of side business you're gonna develop over time. So you have the full-time job, you might even have a second job, but what's something online you can do as well to generate more income in the evenings? You know, really a lot of work goes into income generation in the accumulation and building phase, because you will want, once you buy, you know, assets, you'll want to buy more. And you're like, oh, I need to go and get more money to be able to accelerate the accumulation phase, accelerate the building process, which is where side hustles come into it. So like, I was in a crisis. Well, I won't say, I was in crisis when I was in the Middle East and I was in Dubai. I'd bitten off more than I could chew back in Abu Dhabi. You couldn't have roommates. I had this big two bedroom apartment. It was like 17,000 dirham, which is, I guess it was like 6,000 a month in rent. I was like, oh my God, like half my income was going to rent. And so I was like, oh, I'm in a bit of crisis here. I need to button down the hatches. So I just made big shifts, moved, got roommates in Dubai, increased my commute time, which was uncomfortable, but I had to do it. And I cut my costs way down. I cut up my credit card, did all that. I got out of crisis. I was in stability, and stability is quite boring. You're like, okay, well, I've done all the right things. I'm stable now. What am I going to do to make extra money? And that's when I started doing things like I started investing in stocks and I started to put my money to work. So I moved from stability quite quickly into accumulation phase, you know, because I didn't have a mortgage, I didn't have any kids, you know, it just was shorter for me. But in the accumulation phase, I remember sitting down one day, I transitioned into my property business and selling and marketing real estate and so forth. This is back in 2012. And I remember sitting down one day going, I've been investing in stocks and doing that, it makes sense, I'm getting dividends, this is great, but I want to get there faster. So that's where I was like, okay, I need to start a side hustle. I was open to a side hustle of some sort. And that's when we started our little network marketing side hustle and we built that up. So we had two incomes and that accelerated our share portfolio build. I talk about it in my two books. In fact, if you haven't got my latest book, Money Buys Happiness, go grab it. Phil will share the link in the show notes, moneybuyshappinessbook.com. Wonderful way for you to start investing in yourself and in your journey. If you're in the accumulation, any phase you're in, if you want to get it, go for it and grab it, okay? And also, if you're enjoying the show and you're finding this valuable, please do leave us a 5-star review. We've had heaps of them on Spotify. Thanks for those who are doing that. And please share this, share snippets of this, share the show. We don't have any ads in here, of course. This is me doing a little ad because I want to grow this show, okay? It's a super popular podcast and we want to grow it more and more and more. So thanks for those who share it and their stories, share it with a friend. And for those who leave 5-star reviews, I appreciate you. Thank you. But yeah, if you want to grab anything, go to the show notes, jump into our Telegram group, grab my books, and of course, you know, jump into our free Telegram channel and our Facebook group. All right, so in my accumulation phase, I'm like, well, how do I get more money? So that's why I started Side Hustle, and that's what accelerated our share portfolio growth, okay? That's how we got to our first $1 million net worth. We just accelerated it, okay? Now, what happens on the acceleration phase is that it's generally the longest phase. And the reason it's the longest phase is because assets take time to grow. Businesses take time to grow. Like, we didn't just start a side hustle and it just appeared. We took, you know, we're building that particular side business for 10 years, still very profitable business. We've been building it for 10 years. We still build it, super successful still. But that's a 10-year accumulation of that, a building phase of the income, right? While you're working full-time. Then there's a building phase of the share portfolio. There's a building phase of your property portfolio. There's a build. It takes time. I'm now like, what, 13 years, 14 years into the building phase of the assets. So the accumulation phase is the longest phase of this journey. It is. I would say stability is the, crisis is the most like emotive and traumatic. It's where you learn all the lessons. They stay with you forever, I think. And then stability is the most boring phase. You'll get over that pretty quickly, I think. And the accumulation phase will probably be one of the most fun phases. I would say it's the most fun. It's also the longest, so it's good that it's fun. I think it's fun. It's very challenging. But then it moves into the fourth phase. And the fourth phase is absolute financial independence. And what that means is you've got more than enough income to cover, you know, a very good lifestyle just from assets. And so, you know, that can come from a true business asset where you don't have to be participating in the business day to day. Very few businesses like that that get to that stage, but it's possible. But like passive assets, like a share portfolio and a property portfolio that's producing passive income to you. That's income that you don't have to labor for or even show up for, basically. And that independence phase is just like absolute freedom and independence. But it's the cherry on top. The phase itself doesn't take, once you're there, you're there. That's the pinnacle phase. But the accumulation phase is the one that people aren't prepared to play in for long enough to get there. So I just told you, you know, what am I? I'm in a, you know, we're from the time where I went into crisis, I would say that was 2009. What is it now? 25 years. So I'm in a 20, this is the, you know, and you could say we're fairly moving quickly in a big way into the independence, but we're pretty independent. So it's a 25-year plan. Think about that. For me personally, I'm saying. So when I was in crisis, from that year to this year is 25-year game plan. Talk about patience, right? And talk about playing this journey along steadily. I started when I was 20, yeah, I could say 24. So what's my now, 40? Yeah, 20, is that right? Yeah, is that right? Jeez. No, that's not right. 16 years, my mistake. 16 years, my math was off. My arithmetic was off. So yeah, it's a, you know, it's a 16-year journey or a 20-year journey, you could say even, right? From when you first get out there in the world and start making a reasonable amount of money, like, oh my God, this is a 20-year build. So if you're 40 and in crisis, you can get independence by the time, certainly by your 60 for sure. And 50, but like you can. And in 15 years, you can. I mean, some people can do it faster. I think if I had resources like this, this didn't exist when I was younger, this type of stuff. But someone said, well, these are the phases and this is how you got to attack it. And these are the opportunities available to you. Holy crap. Like I'd have got hold of that really quickly. So I think anyone listening to this, if you're worried, like, well, I'm in crisis right now, don't worry. These are the phases to go through and just be conscious of what you're supposed to attack and what you're supposed to spend your time on in that phase. So if you're in crisis, probably not a good time to start a business. Although some businesses started in crises, you got to just stem the bleeding. If you're in stability phase, that would be a phase where you start to look for opportunities to make extra money. You're not reacting. Accumulation phase, look and choose an asset class that you understand and and it makes income and it's stable and it's not some, you know, random, this is, you know, it's not some trading thing or novel way to get rich fast, none of that stuff. The accumulation is a proper long-term strategic plan on your asset creation and your business creation outside your job. And then eventually you get to independence, but all while you're going through this, I've noticed, you know, like it's critical. I look back at my own life and I've had a fun life as well, adventurous, but I've been careful and conscious not to bite off more than I can chew in it when it comes to lifestyle creep. So again, I haven't gone out and bought the Ferrari, you know, I could have done a long time ago. We haven't bought a house that we could have done a long time. I haven't done that because I'm in an accumulation phase myself of where I want to take, where we want to take our businesses and our assets. And I want to take them to a place that gives us joy as well, not just trying to keep up with Joneses and, you know, that type of stuff. I'm not interested in creating that type of life. I want absolute freedom and flexibility as number one priority. So you may not want that. You may want other things, but you just got to make sure you know what you want and move through these phases accordingly. Okay. So they're the four phases to a financial journey. I'd love to know. I think you can leave comments in Spotify. What phase are you at right now? Or if you're following me on Instagram, let me know what phase are you in And you know, what are the three steps you're going to take to move to the next phase? That's a wonderful thing you can do with yourself, is figure out what phase you're in, and three action items you can action even this week, okay, even today, they're going to move you through that phase as, you know, fast but also effectively as possible. So you don't relapse. You don't want to relapse into a, you know, if you get to stability, you don't want to relapse into crisis, let me tell you, right? You're in accumulation, you don't want to relapse to stability. You want to just keep moving and progressing to each phase, okay? So hope that makes sense. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.